Hello, and thank you for listening to this episode of the Lauder Podcast. My name is Edward Murphy Schwartz, and today I'll be talking with Professor Mauro Guillén. Professor Guillén is the director of the Lauder Institute. He holds the Dr. Felix Zandman Endowed Professorship in International Management at the Wharton School, and a secondary appointment as Professor of Sociology in the Department of Sociology here at the University of Pennsylvania. Professor Guillén received a PhD in sociology from Yale University and a doctorate in political economy from the University of Oviedo in his native Spain. All right. Thank you for coming today, Professor Guillén. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Great. So before we start, would you like just to discuss your background a little bit and how you ended up being the director here at the Lauder Institute?
Yes, I am on the faculty of the Wharton School. I'm originally from Spain. The Lauder Institute is, as we all know, the international MBA program, so to speak, at Wharton, combines an MBA with an MA degree. It is a place where politics and economics and culture and history meet. My research has always had to do with all of those issues and with how companies do business in different ways, depending on the part of the world in which they have their operations. And so it was a great opportunity for me when the directorship of the Lauder Institute became available after a very successful previous director stepped down at the end of his term. I really, really appreciated the invitation that I received from the provost of the university to become the director of the program. And once again, what I find really attractive about it is its focus on issues having to do with international business and with the different cultural and economic and political factors that affect business.
So Lauder was really a perfect fit with your own interests and everything you bring to it.
I tend to think so. I should also add that one of the most exciting things about the Institute is that every year we have a new cohort, a new class of 60 to 70 mm-hmm. students from all over the world who come here to do their Master of Arts in International Studies, while at the same time they also obtain either the MBA degree from the Wharton School or their JD degree from the University of Pennsylvania Law School.
Right. So obviously it's a class, like you said, around 60 or 70 students, and certainly more than that apply to the program. Do you have any advice that you would give to someone who's looking at Lauder?
Well, you need to be passionate about foreign cultures and about the diversity in the world. About all of those interesting issues, all of these interesting processes that are going on in the world that are changing the way in which business and the economy work. You obviously also need to be someone who is willing to put in the effort to acquire a foreign language, since that is a very, very important component of the program. I think you need to be, above everything else, somebody who likes to take on intellectual challenges, someone who is willing to, go the extra mile in order to understand all of those peculiarities of different cultures and different countries around the world. You need to be somebody, in other words, who likes to learn about different parts of the world, and someone who would like to be part of a community of other students with similar interests.
Yeah, it's a small program, so you really do get that sense of community, you would say.
Absolutely. I think the uniqueness of the Lauder Institute and its joint degree programs precisely lies in the fact that we're a relatively small program, 60 to 70 students per year. At the same time, our students, given the joint degree nature of our program, are also part of a bigger community. That is to say, in the case of the joint MBA-MA program, our students are also Wharton students, and there are 800 Wharton students. So essentially this means that our students get the best of both worlds. They get the intimate interaction at the Lauder Institute, and they also can benefit from the economies of scale of belonging or being part of a larger MBA program.
So, of course, the Lauder program integrates a degree from either Wharton or the law school here at Penn, along with a master's degree in international studies. So, academically speaking, how do these programs relate? How do the classes work together?
Well, the Lauder students come to campus and they spend the month of May together as a group taking various subjects. They do specialize a little bit by target language, and they take area history and culture courses, as well as, of course, language training. And then they go off into the summer immersion once again to different parts of the world depending on their target language. When they come back on campus, then they have to take a sequence of two classes as a class, meaning the 60 to 70 Lauder students. The first of these courses in this sequence has to do with international political economy, which is the class that I'm currently teaching. And the second one is history of capitalism. Now, in parallel, they continue to take language classes, and they also need to do other MA-related coursework. And typically they go to the political science department, or they go to the economics department, or they go to the history department, and they take classes that have to do with their regional interests. The students also interact among themselves. The Lauder students also interact among themselves when it comes to the research project. And they do so in teams of five students. And these teams, by design, need to be cross-language. That is to say, you don't have, you know, all of the Chinese language track students working on one project. Rather, what we want them is to collaborate with students in the other tracks.
That makes sense. So you can have the combined experience and the combined resources. Yeah. Right, right. So Lauder has an innovative way to help students develop their research skills towards the end of their master's program, and that's through the Global Knowledge Labs. So could you describe that a little bit, how that works, how the program works?
Yes, we believe it's very important for our students to acquire research skills so that they can fully understand the complex interaction among, you know, economics, politics, history, culture, as it affects businesses in various parts of the world. The way we help them develop those kinds of research skills is not only in the classroom. It's actually primarily through a practical research project that they undertake in teams of five students. They pursue a topic over a year throughout the program, and we actually provide them with the financial resources so that they can travel to the relevant parts of the world in which the project takes place so that they can gather data. And then when they return to campus, they produce a report or a presentation based on the research that they've undertaken in some part of the world. It is a practical but yet, you know, theoretically informed way of acquiring research skills in such a way that they are in a better position than to understand the complexities of the global economy, the complexities of how, you know, businesses get their work done in different parts of the world.
Sure. So if I were a Chinese student, I would go to China to do my research? Or
Yes, the students get to decide from a menu of topics which is the one that they would like to pursue. They can also propose their own research projects as long as they can put together a team of about five students. They then travel to at least a country in which their target language is spoken. For some of the projects, they also travel to some other locations. For instance, last year we had a project that had to do with helping agricultural farms in Senegal obtain the necessary inputs in terms of seeds and equipment. And so we had the students visit Senegal, and they also visited Brazil, where some of these suppliers, the relevant suppliers for these farms, were located.
So this is done in the second year of the Lauder program?
They start during the first year, and then they finish the project during the second year. I would say that the bulk of the work is done during the summer in between the first and the second years, and during the first semester of the second year.
Do a lot of students do internships during that summer as well?
Absolutely. So during the summer, probably they take you know, 2 or 3 weeks to work on the research projects. And then virtually all of our students do an internship, and sometimes for a month, sometimes for 2 months. We have, of course, Wharton Career Services or the law school helping them obtain those internships. We also have our own system internally in the Lauder Institute to help our students identify internship opportunities. And most importantly, we also help them financially in case they want to pursue an internship opportunity in a country in which their target language is spoken. And the opportunities for doing so are not, the ones that normally offer an appropriate salary. So we also support them financially so that they can have a meaningful internship experience in the summer, as long as they go to a country in which their target language is spoken.
Right. So they're able to use the skills, the language skills that they learn at Lauder in those countries.
Exactly. Remember, the Lauder joint degree programs, the MBA MA degree and the JD MA degree, are all about integrating knowledge across boundaries. This program is about not just management, not just finance. It's also about politics, about cultural factors, about learning languages. We are in the business of educating the global business leaders of the 21st century. And the way we do that is by helping our students integrate knowledge, by helping our students see beyond what somebody with just an MBA education can accomplish, or somebody with just a JD education can accomplish.
Sure. Yeah. And certainly, I think the Global Knowledge Labs help to accomplish that. What areas of research have students focused on in the past?
We've had several very interesting projects, very different from one another. One project, for example, had to do with changing patterns of consumption for food products as countries develop. And this project was focused on Brazil, Mexico, Russia, and China. So students spent, a couple of weeks during the summer interviewing executives at some of the most important food companies, both multinational and local, in those countries. We had another project that had to do with women entrepreneurs in developing countries, trying to understand what are the kinds of obstacles that they face when they try to set up a business. We also had projects that had to do with finance. We had a project on sovereign wealth funds, especially in the Middle East, Latin America, and Asia. What types of roles, what types of investment policies are these new actors in international investment are adopting? We also had a project on private equity in emerging markets, and what are some of the legal and political and cultural aspects that differentiate the way in which private equity is practiced in different parts of the world. And finally, we had another set of projects that had to do with technology and with energy and with the environment. So we had a project on green products and another one on alternative renewable energy sources.
So there's a lot of very different areas that you can research and focus on.
Absolutely. We offer our students a range of projects essentially cover many different kinds of topical areas ranging from, high tech to economic development, even agriculture. Of course, students, or to be more precise, group of students, can also propose their own project. And so last year we actually had two projects that were student-initiated. One of them had to do with new types of investors in Latin America and the kinds of human relations, human resource policies that they implemented in their subsidiaries in the region. And we had another student-initiated project which had to do with luxury goods in Europe, Russia, and China.
Sounds interesting. So who advises these groups? Does a faculty member in Wharton or at Lauder? Or
each of the groups or the teams of students working on a project does so under the supervision of two faculty members. So we match the topic of the project with the faculty expertise on campus. And we typically assign one Wharton faculty member who knows about the business or maybe the economic or financial aspects of the project. And we also assign a faculty member from the School of Arts and Sciences, occasionally from the engineering school, if the project has to do with energy, for example. So the idea, once again, is that the students get advice and guidance from faculty or whose research takes place in different fields. And again, the overarching idea here is to help the students integrate knowledge across boundaries.
Sort of the end goal of the Lauder program. Have you advised groups in this?
Yes, I've been directly involved in the Women Entrepreneurs in Developing Countries project and also the Green Products project.
Does that correlate with the research your own research on?
Yes, I do research on the internationalization of businesses, and in particular with the role that multinational corporations play in developing countries. I have done research on entrepreneurship, and I have also done research on the launching of new products and how new technologies can be implemented with a view to turning a profit.
It's always the goal. A lot of ways to really customize your experience here, make the most of it.
Absolutely.
I think we cover everything. Yeah.
Okay. Excellent.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Lauder Podcast. For previous episodes, you can go to our page on the iTunes Store or to find out more in... Thanks for listening to this episode of the Lauder Podcast. For previous episodes, you can go to our page on the iTunes Store. And to find out more information about the Lauder program, please visit our website at lauderinstitute.org. We're also on Twitter at twitter.com/lauderinstitute. I'm Edward, and this has been another episode of the Lauder Podcast.